might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace, in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known."
Great. Thank you very much, Eleanor. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you. I wonder if the children would like to come and sit down here. Yeah? Thank you very much. Come on, Oscar. That's great. Come on. Might find something to do this morning. Have you all had a good Christmas?
Yeah.
This Christmas, we've been thinking about something called Christmas Unwrapped. All through December, which is Advent and Christmas, Christmas Unwrapped. So did anybody unwrap anything this week? Yeah? You're not sure, do you? What did you unwrap? Presents, all right. Well, we've been talking about unwrapping God's Word and removing the wrapping. But first of all, I want to tell you about a tent. In the Old Testament part of the Bible, the people of Israel, for a long time, lived in tents. You could say it was a very intense experience. And not just that, when they worshipped God, they made a special tent. You can see a picture up on the screen. A special tent that was called a tabernacle. It was a big name for a tent, isn't it? But it was like a tent that was a tabernacle. And that's where God came down. And sometimes God filled that with his smoke of his presence. And the people all worshipped God. When we come to the New Testament and the story of Jesus being born, we come to something different. I think I've got something round here. Because it says in the Bible that the Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and made his tent among us. And I've still got one more present to unwrap. Anybody want to unwrap it? I think your hand was up first. Come on. Can you catch? Good. Well done. Do you think you can unwrap that? Stand up here so people can see. That's it. Just go for it. Oh, pull. Go on, keep going. Oh, that's interesting. What do you think it is? What do you think? What does it say there? A tent, right, a dome tent, right. What do you think we should do with this tent? Do you think we should put it up? Do you think we need to? Well, can anybody else see a tent that's already up anywhere? Where? Oh, right, there, right. Yeah, well, what happened was, remember, in the Old Testament part of the Bible, what did the people worship God in? What was it called? Yeah? A tabernacle. They worship God in a tabernacle. In the New Testament, it said that when Jesus came, it was like the tent of his body was filled with all the presence and all the glory of God. When it says he made his dwelling among us, it meant that he made his tent among us, but his body was a tent that was filled with his glory. So, have any of you been in a tent? Yeah?
I have.
Yeah?
I went to the tent when I had a sleepover with my mum.
Wow, that's great. Anybody else been in tent? Yeah?
I
with your friends. I used to sleep in a tent in the garden when I was a little boy with my big brother Timothy, except he would get asthma in the middle of the night and he would go in and leave me on my own. And I was all very, very frightened because our garden was very next to a graveyard and it was scary. And I used to lie there shaking and shivering, and then eventually I would pluck up enough courage to run back inside as well, quickly. Everybody been in a tent like that? Sometimes it can be different. Right, so, but anyway, when Jesus came down, it says that he went to be in a tent. But not just that. It said that all the glory, that's all the presence, all the light, all the majesty, all the beauty of God was in this tent. That's the tent of his body, which is amazing, isn't it? Can you imagine that? That everything that's God filling all the universe somehow comes down into the presence of Jesus. Wow, that's amazing. So in the Old Testament, the tent was filled with the smoke of God's glory. In the New Testament, it was Jesus' body that was filled with all of God's glory. Oh, somebody said there's a tent here. That's a bit like the one that's in this bag, actually. And I wonder what's in there. Do you want, should we have a look? No? Are we ready to have a look? Yeah? What do you think? Should we have a see? Do you want to come round and have a look? Come on. Everybody sit here. Let's see what's in here. Just don't know. Wait, sit down there, Reuben. Sit down. Oh, I can hear something. What do you think might be in here? What? Should we have a look? Do it? Do it? Well, do you want to do it? Wait. You stand up here. You have to be very careful. There's a zip down there, Reuben. Do you want to unzip the zip? Right. Ready? Whoa. Don't go in. Whoa. You can't go in. Look at that. That's amazing. Whoa.
No, it's making a smell.
It is. You sit back down again. Wow. That must have been a bit what it was like in the Old Testament. The tent was filled with the smoke of God's glory. And when that happened, all the people fell down and they worshipped him. Isn't that brilliant? Yeah? You smell pancakes? Okay, who's on cooking duty today? Andrew, what are your pancakes? I've lost him. What are your pancakes like? All right. Wow. So listen, when Jesus came to the world, he didn't come in a tent like this. That wasn't it. And he didn't come with smoke and light. But John, who wrote this story to tell us the truth about Jesus, he said all that glory of God was in Jesus and we beheld his glory. Now let's come back to the middle now. Come and sit in here. Not just that. When John wrote about Jesus, it says this. It says that we beheld his glory. Now that word behold, it could be just look at or see. But it's a bit more than that. If I say, look at the tent, you look at the tent, don't you? But if I say, look at the tent, that's you beholding. And John says it in a way that when he says it, it's like he's knelt down because he's not just looking, he's looking with wonder. And he's seeing Jesus and he's going, wow. When he writes about Jesus, he's going, wow, he's amazing. All of God is in this tent of a human being. Wow. But not just that. He went on to write some more. And do you know what he wrote? He said, when we come to him, we find that he's given us kindness on kindness. Has anybody been kind to you this Christmas? Yeah, Oscar, hands up if they've been kind to you. How have they been kind? Say again. They bought things for us, yeah? Given love, given presents, yeah? So people have been kind to us. But John writes and he says, God in Jesus has not just been kind, he's been kind on kind, he's been amazingly kind. There's a verse in the Bible where the Apostle Paul wrote, God's kindness leads us to repentance, to turn back to him. And John's writing and he's saying, I'm unwrapping Christmas for you because I want you to see who Jesus really is. I'm unwrapping Christmas for you because I want you to see that in Jesus is all the glory of God, all the kindness of God to you. And he wants you to know his kindness. He wants to know that his kindness will draw you. It will bring you to him. So when you come to God, you're not coming, oh, I'm frightened of the smoke. Oh, I'm frightened of the light. Oh, I'm just frightened of God. Jesus says, God is kind. So come to him because he will always welcome you. Does anybody like hugs? Am I allowed to hug anybody? Dad, can I hug Oscar? Is that okay? Oscar, come and have a hug. Come and have a hug. So Jesus welcomes everybody. Yeah? That's what he does. Thank you, Oscar. You're great. Can you manage? Brilliant. And we can do that. You know, a lot of the grown-ups think I've been talking to you this morning, but I've really been talking to them. And they need to hear this as well, that they think God might be God with a big baseball bat like we've seen in Ian's pictures. It's not. It's kindness upon kindness to all of you. And he just longs that you will receive him and that you will accept him. Let's pray together. Let's pray quietly. On the screen, there's a prayer that we often use here. And it's a prayer that we kind of call, it's a first steps prayer. Some of us this morning need to come to the kindness of God. Need to know that he's not God with a baseball bat. That his kindness leads us to turn to him. So maybe this prayer is for you this morning. Father God, thank you that you love me. Thank you that Jesus died for me. I ask you to forgive me for my sin. Please fill me with your spirit. That's a beginning prayer. If you know you need to receive God's kindness this morning, and just read that prayer quietly from the screen. And make it a prayer of your own heart.